Jeff Lee has joined our preaching team. It's the second time here to be with us, but he's part of our preaching team now, and you'll be seeing him regularly, so be praying for Jeff as well as for Martin and myself as we are preparing God's Word during the week, and he's got good things to say. Glad you're part of us, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. God, we just want to come into your house, seeking your word. Lord, we pray that you would use the words before us today and speak a message to us, that you would give us hope, and you give us peace, and you guide our paths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Again, thank you for the opportunity to come and speak a word to you today. It's a little feedback, a little rain. It's all good. We'll be in Ephesians. As we continue on our journey of Ephesians, we've learned a lot of things so far. We've learned about the church and the inclusion of people and how that affects our lives. And we're going to continue on with that here in chapter 4. We're going to begin in verse 17. So I'll just read verse 17 and we'll get into the word today. Now this I affirm and I insist on in the Lord. You must no longer live as the Gentiles live, in the futility of their minds. So we've already learned a little bit about the life of the church. And what Paul is trying to teach here is what the church should look like. And he uses very strong words here. It says, now I affirm and insist on that you no longer live as the Gentiles do. Well, immediately that brings the question. Well, what's the life that the Gentiles live? What does that look like? How do we know the difference between what we're supposed to live and what we're not supposed to live? Great question. Paul answers that. Paul is giving the audience a word about how not to live as a member of the community. You have joined this community, so therefore you need to no longer live like you did. You are now part of the community. You are part of the kingdom. So therefore, you're no longer supposed to live like you were before outside of the kingdom, outside of the community. Paul is giving a witness to the community. He says, I affirm, I insist upon you doing this. I insist upon you putting that away. And we'll learn more about that as we get further down in this text here. We have a lot of influences in our lives. Things that have influenced us through society, through those outside the community. What Paul here is speaking, the message to us, is that we should no longer live like that anymore. And let's see what he says about those characteristics of those people who live outside of the community. Verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance and hardness of heart. So what does that mean? They are darkened in their understanding. They don't know. They don't know what we know as members of the community. They are darkened in their understanding. Does that make sense? That they don't know what we have inside the community. They are alienated from God. there's something that keeps them away from God, is what Paul's saying right here. It's that it is because of their ignorance. Because they don't know who God is. And that is the life that we need to no longer act like we don't know God. We know God. Act like we know God. Right? We should no longer act like God doesn't exist. Because we know God. And Paul is saying right here that the community should act like they know God. Because it was the Gentiles that don't know God. It says right here that they're ignorant of God. We're not ignorant of God. We know God. We should be acting out that. It is that ignorance that separates them from God. Because they don't understand. They don't understand who God is. Continuing on in verse 19. They have lost all sensitivity and have abandoned themselves to lust, greedy, to practice every kind of impurity. They have lost all sensitivity. What are your senses? You got your sight, your hearing, your taste, your touch, your feeling. Well, it says here that they have lost all of that. They are no longer able to sense. They are no longer to be able to feel pain or grief. That is a characteristic of those living outside of the community. That's those who are Gentiles, as what Paul's talking about here. He describes the Gentiles as lost all of their sensitivity. They have no shame for their actions. I mean, they might feel personal shame for certain things, but as an overall thing, it doesn't matter. Their actions aren't governed like ours are within the community. And so, that's what Paul is saying here, is that they have no shame for their actions. The word here, abandoned, he uses abandoned themselves to their desires.